We always expect ourselves to come up and put in a big performance. We knew the boys were training well. We were after coming through a couple of really tough games, which leaves you battle hardened as well. We knew those areas obviously we had to improve, and I thought in fairness in the first half we were a wee bit off it. They won too many kickouts, and when you give Kerry possessions, they'll usually end up in an attack and oftentimes a score. So that was the thing that we had to be better on the second half. And just in general, I just felt all over the field. We had to just show more urgency. There was a lot of break ball that we weren't maybe quick enough. And just as well as that, our forwards, we wanted our forwards to come alive, if you like. You know, with a lot of young legs, fresh legs, and we just felt to take the game to carry a wee bit more inside that. We did that, and I was just disappointed we didn't get anything out of it. And really, I suppose, you'd know better than me watching it, you know, slightly detached from it. We felt that some of the calls that went against us were really, really harsh. Maybe it'll look different on the video when we look at it, but those marginal calls there that were really hard. At one stage, the Kerry boys had even stopped playing because it seemed so blatant to us. So it was really hard to take in such a tight game that happened. And I'm not here to blame referees or officials or anything else, but at the same time, we seemed to get a very, very hard deal out there. Maybe I'm wrong. Sometimes you just nearly have that in your mind before you come down, thinking we're not getting the rub of the green, you know. But look, that's we just have to suck it up. But it certainly seemed harsh to me out there on a number of occasions. I suppose look at the Division 2 campaign, but you know a lot of things are taken out of context. We knew ourselves that with a number of fellas, you know, at the start of the National League, were only coming back. They'd only been on the field training for a couple of weeks. There's some fellas weren't there at all. We were playing, you know, during the National League, those times, there was probably, I'd say, four or five of those defenders weren't playing in the games. So we knew that we would get stronger as the year went on. And it's very hard when you're chopping and changing like that to get the cohesion that you need. It was only as all our players were getting back fit that we were able to work a lot on our defensive play and kickouts and everything else, you know. So we knew we would improve. And then when we got that chance, a longer spell at training before the championship, we were able to do that. We did feel coming in today, we felt, even though we were written off, I'm sure, by everything, look at that, that's acceptable on the evidence that was there, but we knew that we would be in with a shout. We came down here to win, there's no doubt about that. That's why it's so disappointing, because if we would have been coming down thinking, if we put up a good show, happy with that, that wasn't the case. I was completely convinced we would win the game, and that's why it's really, really disappointing the way it finished up, and just when you feel that things didn't go your way in certain times, you know. Yeah, Darren came in, you know, and Darren again had was one of the players who had missed a lot of training, you know, before the Armagh game and then after the Armagh game. He came in the last day, just played that cameo role to perfection and just was so sharp and accurate and so on. And we just felt that, I suppose, we didn't want to risk him from the start, that when the game was in the melting pot, that we might be having to take him out, you know, if the legs didn't stick or whatever else. And again, he just came in and was electric, and his leadership and his ability to convert them chances was brilliant, you know, and it, I suppose, it nearly worked. Yeah, that's right, you know, there is obviously Darren, there's another couple of lads there as well, injured Ben McDonald, who played there last year, and other fellas at the panel, so we weren't picking from a full panel, and obviously someone like Darren Murray there coming in there to freshen up the forward line would be a massive bones to you. But look, they weren't fit to play. They've long term injuries and you know, major injuries. So look, that's just. I suppose it tells us that the one thing about that is that you know that fellas coming down to Stetsagat can hold their nerve, can show that leadership, can show that resilience if you want. But the main thing is composure and being able to make good decisions. And when you win in 1 point games, that. You grow that, and it's evidence. You don't have to tell people we can do it. The evidence is there in front of them, and we felt that coming down, that we felt that was an advantage we had over Kerry. Like that, we had played our last three games all were 1 point. We lost Armagh by a point. We won the other two by a point. We were battle hardened. We knew that coming down the stretch, with a lot of young lads there, good legs, we felt that we'd be right in the game and we could push on. And we, you know, when Kerry went up and scored, it was often looked as if they were going to pull away, but we kept coming back. And again, I say that's why it's so disappointing that we just weren't able to finish it.